probably in a little bit of a unique situation because we tested here. We did the tire tests whenever that was, a few months ago. And actually, when we came to the tire test, we thought we unloaded really close and went through a bunch of different sets of tires, and it didn't seem to affect the balance of the car that much. There was a little bit of difference in it, but of all the sets we tried, they were all fairly similar balance. So so not having practice would not be a big deal to me.
Competition cost should be good at like lap 10.
It'll be early for sure. Yeah, depending. I mean, like, this is one of those tracks that, yeah, you'd have to have it probably by lap 10, and then you'd probably have to have another one by lap 25. And I think then once you get a couple of sets of tires on all the cars, the it wouldn't be as bad. Honestly, though, when we did the tire test, the wear was not as high as what I remember it being in the past. I don't know if there was already some rubber on the track from maybe from the Indy cars or something. I don't know, but it wasn't as much wear as what we remembered from the past.
Is this a track you particularly like? I know you have a win. I know it's huge for Jim, but is this a place you have good?
Yeah, Indy. You know, I like coming to the town of Indy. It's fun to be so close to downtown, to be able to get away from the racetrack. And so there's just always a good feeling coming here, just because of the environment outside of the racetrack. It's also a cool place because you've won here in the past, so you have good memories of the racetrack. And, you know, I think I only have like 4 trophies in my house, and Indy is one of those trophies, and it's one of those things that I actually happened to walk by that today. It's in our pool house, and I saw that, and I was like, I just had, you know, really good memories of that.
How feasible was it for you to win and get yourself in the playoffs?
I mean, look, I think last year showed that kind of anybody, any team can win this. A lot can happen, and the cautions come out at the end. Darlington was a little bit of a, I feel like, a surprise to our organization. We feel like we've been a little bit off of the Toyotas and the Fords. And then both of our cars at Darlington were incredibly fast. Obviously, the 42 led most of the race, and we had to start in the back and overcame being a lap down twice, once because I missed pit road. But our cars had a way more speed at Darlington than what we've had all year long. You know, there's things that are different on the car than what we've had earlier in the year, but there's very few, you know, times that you can go from, I feel like, where the team was to as well as we ran at Darlington in 1 or 2 weeks. But until you get on the track, I mean, that's the hope that you have, is that you'll have that same speed that we did there.
You're going to be starting in the middle of a track that's not too friendly for passing, according to its history. What do you have to do to work your way up to the front like you did?
Yeah, you know, the fact that there'll be no practice, I'm pretty sure there'll be no practice. If you have a good car, that'll make a big difference, because there's going to be people that start middle to the back that are going to be quick, and there's going to be some people start up front that just miss it. And this is a track that's really hard to pass on, but it's also so fast that when your car gets off, this is an evil track. A lap takes a minute. It takes almost a minute to go around here, and you have twice as many corners as we have at any other track. So, I mean, it's one of those places, if you get off, it's hard to pass. It's really easy to go backwards, though.